From WOSU Public Media in Columbus, Ohio, this is Classical 101's Mozart Minute. I'm your host, Jennifer Hambrick. Mozart never secured a court or church music job with a comfortable income. Instead, he got by on limited earnings as a freelance composer and performer, and with help from his friends. As Mozart's letters show, one of these friends was Viennese merchant and fellow musician and Freemason Michael Puckberg. June 1788. "I still owe you 8 ducats, Mozart wrote Puckberg. "Apart from the fact that at the moment I am not in a position to pay you back this sum, I dare to implore you to help me out with 100 gulden until next week." Puckberg sent 100 gulden. July 12, 1789. "Instead of paying my debts," Mozart wrote, "I am asking for more money." Mozart requested 500 gulden. Only after Mozart's next letter repeating his request for funds did Puckberg respond with a loan of 150 gulden. And the letters go on through only months before Mozart's death in December of 1791. Fortunately, so did the loans, and so did the music. This has been your Mozart Minute from Classical 101, WOSU Public Media. For more information and more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101. And join me, Jennifer Hambrick, weekdays at noon for music by Mozart and his friends in the Amadeus Deli on Classical 101.